Hello, world. This is Wichita. Wichita Eagle, the leading newspaper of the Great Southwest since 1872, once again opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another story of your city and mine. Come along with us on a little trip down memory lane. We invite you to listen to This Is Wichita. Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, opens our program tonight with a sparkling melody, Chialito Lindo. Before we bring you another drama taken from the many stories to be found in the back files of the Wichita Eagle, we want to remind you that this paper is interested in helping all newcomers to obtain homes and lodging. You'll find many helpful hints in the Eagle's classified advertising section, and any additional information you may desire can be obtained just by calling the Eagle. They are always glad to give you information, aside from that printed in either the morning or evening editions. The Morning Eagle is the only newspaper published in Wichita that can give you the latest possible sports news and stock market reports at the earliest possible time. And the Evening Eagle brings you the latest news of the day. You pay just 20 cents per week for both the Morning and Evening Eagles and the huge Sunday edition. Read the Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle brings you a smiling little story of yesterday. A story of Wonderland Park. Out of the past, the joyous shouts of Happy Wichita, thrilling to the wonders of the roller coaster. It was just shortly after the turn of the century that a great amusement park was erected on Island Park in the middle of the Arkansas River. And here, Wichita enjoyed its first roller coaster.
Get your reserved seats for the big stage show. The curtain is just going up right this way. Hurry, hurry,
hurry. Yes, and what a show they had in the huge open-air theater of Old Wonderland Park. Singers, dancers, acrobats, comedians, all the fun and thrills of old-time vaudeville. Many of the performers who played the Wonderland went on to fame and fortune on the stage and the screen. And a few of the show folks stayed right here in Wichita to become permanent residents. Although all characters in this play are fictitious, the incidents were duplicated numerous times in the glamorous years of Wonderland Park.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. The big stage show is just starting. Get your reserved seats here. Hurry, hurry, hurry. It's only 25 cents. Two bits the fourth part of a dollar. See the famous Grimm's Curtis girls. Hi, Checkers, Girdlickers.
Step right up, folks. Step right up. I'm going to see the show again. Hurry, I want to get right down in front.
Oh, no, nothing doing, Nellie. You've seen this here show 4 times
already.
Oh,
but Joe, you know
how... Yeah, I know how you love it, and it ain't right. You're just getting stage struck, Nellie. That's what you are.
What if I am? Is there anything wrong in that?
You know your folks don't want you getting mixed up in the theater, and you know I don't either.
Oh, Joe, please don't argue. We're missing half the show.
Oh, the first act, Joe. Now, please hurry up.
No, I'm not. I'm being firm.
All right, just go ahead and be firm, but I'm going to the show. Give me one ticket down close front.
Yes, indeed. Right, lady, there you are. How about the gentleman with you? Is he going, too?
He's not a gentleman, and he's not going. Good evening, Joel, and thank you for bringing me to the park.
Hey, Nellie, wait. You go in that show alone, and you go home alone.
It'll be a pleasure, I can assure you.
I'll tell your folks. I'll tell them what you're doing.
No. You wouldn't be a tattletale, would you, mister?
Oh, you shut up, will you?
Nellie!
Hey, calm down. Calm down. Here, save your breath, buddy. Save your breath. No, you yelling at her. She's on the show now.
Nellie!
Hey, buddy, if you want her, buy a ticket and go in and get her.
Oh, no, I won't. Not me. She's my fiancée, but if she openly defies me and goes in that show alone,
got it bad, ain't you? Yeah, I know how that is, too. Nothing like being in love with a girl who's in love with a different kind of life than the one you want to live.
Yeah, that's her. She thinks she wants to be an actress and go on the stage. Why, she wants to be up there on the stage dancing with them chorus girls and showing her legs. I mean, limbs.
Yeah, I know. Brother, there's nothing you can do about it if she's got it bad enough.
Well, I'll show her. I'm going home without her. She didn't think I'm going to follow her in there and wait for her out here. I won't do it.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Show them you're independent.
You said it.
Yes, sir.
There's a streetcar coming over the bridge now, and I'm going to get on it. That's what I am. She can go home alone. That'll teach her.
Yes, sir. That'll teach her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, we got a break. There goes the last car to leave the park.
Hurry up. I'll make a run for it.
Mama, wait, please.
Streetcar, little lady.
What?
That's the last streetcar to leave the park tonight.
Oh.
Still looking for your fiancé?
Well,
it won't do you any good. He went home a long time ago.
He did?
Yeah. I've been watching you standing around here looking for him.
Well, it seems to me you might have told me if you knew so much about my affair.
No. Don't flash those pretty eyes at me.
Well,
no need to get sore. Maybe I thought your friend ought to go home. Maybe I thought a nice girl like you ought to talk to a guy like me. Hey, No, you're not bad looking. You got it all over some of those girls on the stage.
Oh, do you really think so? Do you really think I could have a chance if I... Oh, I beg your pardon. I really don't know you.
The name's Timothy. Timothy Smith. I sell the reserve seats to the big show, you know.
Oh, yes, I know. You're really connected with the theater, aren't you? Do you know any of the actors and actresses? Do you know the manager? Could you... Well, I mean, would you... Would, well, you
would
take
I
me
get a... you a job on the stage?
Oh, could you? Could you just introduce me? Oh, I've loved it all my life, but I've never had a chance to talk. I mean, really talk to real live people who actually were on the stage. Oh, you don't know what it's like to live in a small town like this and want to be a dancer and an actress and never get a chance.
Gee, kid, you got it bad, haven't you?
I just love it, that's all. I love the lights and the music and the costumes. Oh, I love this park and all those millions of lights flashing on and off. And the music and... Oh, this is the life I really belong to. The life I want.
Yeah, but look at it now. The lights are all off and the rides are all closed down. People are all gone. That is, all but the folks who work here. And a few of the show folks are still trying to get their makeup
set. Well, they're still backstage. Would you be going backstage? Would I go with you? Would you take me? Do you know any of them personally? So you can talk to them for me.
Not so fast.
Well, I'm
trying to point out to you the ugly side of your pretty, bright life. Look at this park. Look at it now. Wonderland Park. Where's all the twinkling lights and where's all the music and the laughter you were talking about?
Oh, it's still here. All the memories are here. Even after the lights go off, the beauty's still here.
Beauty. Well, the stuff's as flimsy as matchsticks. Just paint and a few lights. Now, kid, you're blinded with the twinkle of this place.
I'm not blinded, and I'm not a kid. And I don't see why anyone privileged to live and work here should talk like some settled, sober, small-minded Wichita. And you sound like my fiancé or my father or the principal at school.
Oh, so I do, huh? Well, they've just been giving you talk,
sure,
but...
talk of settling down and marrying and living here all my life.
And is that so bad?
So bad? Haven't you seen the town? Well, it's small. It's nothing, really. This is the only wonderful thing in it. Wonderland Park. Oh, I love it.
Well, I'll fix it so maybe you won't love it so much. Come on.
Where?
Backstage. I'll give you a glimpse of the other side of the footlights.
You will?
Sure.
And the people?
Sure.
Oh.
How'd you like to meet Miss Darling Dale?
The dancer? Oh, would you? Oh!
Now, just take it easy. Calm down. Now, take it easy. Here we are at the stage door. When it opens, you're in the land of dreams, nightmares, and whatnot. Enter, my dear.
Oh, I can hardly believe it. Oh, how can I ever thank you?
Wait till you see it.
Oh, but
look around. Oh. You see anything so wonderful?
Oh.
A lot of flat scenery, a lot of trunks. Yeah, this is cute. Here's a pair of dirty old acrobat drawers. And now, here we are at the dressing room door of Miss Darling Dale. Oh, sweetheart, are you decent?
Sure. Come on in. And don't act silly or I'll crown you. My feet are killing me.
Oh, everything's as usual, I see. Hello, sweetheart. We have company.
My lord, who?
Now, calm yourself, dear. It's one of the local girls. She wants to see what a beautiful, dainty, petite, alluring, charming, adorable dancing lady looks like in real life.
Oh, Timothy, can't you tell I'm tired? Look at my feet. I'm soaking them in hot water now just to get them back to normal. My head's killing me, and I've bruised my back in that last routine, and I've got a sore wrist for I saw on the Saturday matinee.
You haven't got your blonde wig on, and you still got cold cream all over your face. You're a beauty. Yeah, take a look at her, kid. That's the beautiful dancing star you wanted to see, to be like.
Timothy, what are you trying to do to this poor girl? Come in, dearie. Sit down. Here, kick those old pants off that trunk. Pardon me for not rising, but I got my feet in this hot water. Oh, I feel awful. Gas on my stomach, too. It must be those back bends I do.
Isn't she wonderful? That's my mother.
Your mother?
Yes, my dear old gray-haired mother. And I love her. God bless her.
Timothy,
give me a kiss, Mom. Come
behave
on.
Yourself, or a backhand you into a double spin. Now, what is this all that you're up to? Who's this sweet-looking girl? What's her name? What's up?
Well, her name's Nellie. That's all I know. She wants to go on to the stage, and she hates Wichita. And she's engaged to marry a yokel by the name of Joel, but he jilted her, and so there's nothing left for me to do but to marry the gal.
Why, of all...
Timothy, heart. Pay no attention to him, dearie. Years ago, I used him in an acrobatic turn, and we dropped him on his head too many times. He's never been the same.
But he's got sense enough to want to get out of the show business and settle down in a lively, up-and-coming town and marry the prettiest girl in it.
Now, look what you're doing, making this poor girl blush to the ends of her toenails. And what's the idea of picking up a town girl? Ain't you heard of the rules? You know better. The men of this park aren't supposed to be carrying on with the town girls. My, she's pretty. Did you say she wants to go on the stage?
Yes, I do. I really didn't know he was your son, Miss... Mrs... I'm all so confused. This is so sudden. I mean, coming backstage like this...
And running into a sight like my mother?
Timothy, I'll slap you spinning in a minute. Hush. If you think it's funny to make light of someone's ambitions, you're just all wrong. Go on, dearie. Don't be embarrassed.
I'm not really. I guess I sort of thought your folks would talk like he does and like you do.
Yes.
Oh, do you think I have a chance? I'd work so hard. I'd do almost anything.
Well, can you dance?
A little. I did the cakewalk at the strawberry supper on the church lawn last year.
Well, let me see your legs.
Yes, let's see them.
Well, shut up, Timothy. Now, go on, dear. Lift your dress up, and I'll make Timothy turn his back. No, I won't either. You'll have to get used to that. Besides, this is quite proper. I'm the chaperone. I'm 47 years old and a mother. Come, dearie, the dress, please.
Now, go on, kid. This is show business.
You think I'm afraid? Well, I'm not. There.
Marvelous!
Will you shut up, Timothy? Lower the curtain, my dear. Your legs are very ordinary.
What?
Very ordinary, I said. I've seen better pins on a canary.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute, Mother. That's not very kind.
But it's truthful. Child, I never flatter anyone. It doesn't pay. The theater's a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
Poor pay, poor future, poor everything. No home, no security, no heart for any but the most talented. But if you love it enough, you'll get into it and you'll stay in it. And if you're sense enough, you'll stay out of it. You'll marry this boy by the name of Joel and raise a lot of children and thank heavens you listened to me.
No, she won't. You give her a chance and let her learn the truth. And then when she's sick of it, she'll marry me. And you'll put your savings in a little business here and we'll all get out of the show business. Mother, this is the girl I love. My wife. Your daughter-in-law. I fell for her like a ton of bricks the first time I saw her. Now, do this for me. Give her a chance to get fed up with it. And how many more blocks did you say we had to walk to your home?
We're almost there now. Oh, I don't know what to say to thank you for getting me the chance on the stage.
Just don't turn out to be good. That's all I ask you. I hate show business.
But why?
Well, I hope you'll know before the last night when the old lights close down for the season in Wonderland Park.
You're so sure I'll give it up, aren't you?
No, just hopeful. I've always hated it. Always wanted to settle down and really belong to just one town. A good little town. A town like this. My mother needs to get out of it, too. She's a little afraid to, but she'll like it, I know. She's had enough of trooping. Years of it.
Oh, she's really grand. I wish my mother were like her.
I'll bet your mother's all right, too.
Nanny! Oh.
My gosh. What's that screech owl voice about?
That's my mother.
Oh,
Tim, it's 2 a.m, and they're all sitting up waiting for me. Oh, Timothy, even Joel's there. And Father, you better go. You'll get in trouble.
Oh, no, not me. No time like the present to get acquainted with the mother and father-in-law.
Timothy, I haven't said I'd marry you. Oh, dear, I'm worried.
Nellie, come in the house immediately.
Just a moment, Father. I'll be...
Time for a decent girl to be coming home. And she's with the showman. Hey, I know you.
Yes, and I know you. You're the guy who wouldn't buy his girl a ticket to the show.
Sure I am. Hey, how'd you get acquainted with her?
Why, through you. Me? If you hadn't left her alone in the park, all this might not have happened.
Oh, mercy, what happened?
Nothing, Mother, nothing serious.
Mother, and who are you calling Mother? Oh, Nellie, you haven't married this man, have you?
No, Mother, not yet, but it's in the offing.
Hey, what about me? I'm engaged to her.
After tonight, don't make me laugh.
Now, listen, Nellie, everything I did on the good advice of your
parents. That's right, Nellie, that's absolutely right. Joel's a good, upstanding boy, and he's put up with a lot of foolishness out of you.
Then I relieve him, for now I've got what I want. Huh? At last I have a chance in the theater. Next week, I make my appearance in Wonderland Park.
What?
That's right, Mother. Your daughter is going to join the Parisian Cuties.
Oh, my daughter, a chorus girl. Oh, this is too much.
Now, look here, Nellie. You can't do this. I won't let you.
I'd like to see you stop me. This is my chance, and I'm going to take
it. No, you're not. Dancing and show acting is no calling for a nice girl.
Then I'm not a nice girl.
Now, listen here, Nellie.
No.
You're just under the spell of these here show people.
What?
And there's going to be a stop to it. You're engaged to me, and I'm not going to have you going on the stage.
Yeah, it seems to me you do a lot of bossing, mister.
Oh,
why don't
you shut up. You and your smart talk about marrying Nellie and right under my nose,
too. Yes, young man, how dare you?
Oh, I dare a lot for your daughter, Mother.
Stop calling me Mother. I never saw you before in all my life.
And I never saw you, so we're even. But listen, Mother, I love your daughter. And I love this town, and I want to settle here. I'm not such a bad guy, really. You know, show folks can be human beings. Yeah, honest. And I'll bet you'll get to liking me before long,
Why,
too.
I never heard such talk in all my life. Nellie, you get in the house and get to bed.
Oh, Mother,
right, Nellie. Get some good sleep. Rehearsal at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll come by for
you. Oh, no, you won't. Listen, I know your type. You're a fast-talking, fast-working slicker, but you can't steal my girl away from me. No, by gosh, not the likes of you.
Listen, brother, I know your type, too. Before the season closes in Wonderland Park, you'll have driven Nellie straight into my arms. Yes, sir, you'll send her to me for life. Just like you did tonight. Remember that, sucker. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
I love you. Good night, Mother.
Good night. Oh, you go away.
I love you, Mother. I'll save 2 passes for you and Pop when Nellie opens in one other spot.
Now, what do you think this is, hopscotch? No, no, that's not right. Get the rhythm, the grace, the pep, the lilt. Oh, you're awful.
But I'm
awful.
Trying. I'm worn out.
Oh, well, this is no rest cure for me either, dearie.
You've had me at this for days, it seems.
Well, that's just show business, dearie. Work, work, work. Come on. Give us a pickup, Professor. And it's again. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. Kick them up higher.
Turn and a scissors kicking. Oh, I can't remember these steps. My hands are shaking so I can't put my lip rouge on.
Calm down, dearie. You'll be all right. Everybody gets frightened the first time. You've got to have nerve to be in the scene.
Oh, I know, but I just can't seem to do it. What's that? That isn't the orchestra, is it?
Yes, honey. They're toning up. They're already in the pit.
Oh,
5 minutes is in. We'll be going on any minute. Now, here, powder that makeup. Get hold of yourself.
I know, but I'm scared.
Hey, Miss Dolly. Come on, here a minute. I got to see you.
All right. Coming. That's the stage manager, dearie. I'll see you before you go on.
All right.
What is it, Bob?
Hey, listen, that new girl you got in the act, she's going to give us trouble. She's got a guy that's going to raise a scene out in the audience when she goes on.
Good. You mean he's going to hiss her?
Oh, worse than that. They're going to throw things. He's brought along a whole gang, and they're sitting out in the audience. The minute she goes on, she's going to get it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Just what me and my son want.
Say, are you crazy? This guy's going to spoil the show.
But he's going to make it great for my boy.
Oh, I don't get it. How was
never
it?
Mind.
Oh,
never
well,
mind,
it's
Bob.
Time to go on. Come on. Borders and footlights.
I got him right over here.
All right. Flash the lights for the orchestra.
Yeah, sure.
All right, it places. Everybody on stage. Everybody on stage.
All right, kid. You're on. Smile, honey. Smile.
Hey!
Oh.
What I tell you, they're hissing her. She's going to get the work.
Great, great. Oh, poor kid. It's tough, but it's good.
Oh, look, they're throwing stuff. They're going to knock her out. Oh, look at there. She got it right in the eye.
Oh, take her off there,
Oh, I'll never be able to show my face again. I didn't think it'd be like this. Oh, what a fool. What a fool I've been.
There, kid. That's just this business for you. One time they applaud you, and the next time they hiss you. Kid, it's no good. I've been in it nearly all my life, and I ought to know.
Oh, but they hiss me. They throw things at me.
There. Now, forget it. Come on. Dry your eyes. Here comes Timothy. He'll make you smile again.
Oh, you poor kid.
Oh, Tim, you were right. It's a terrible life. I hate it. I hate it.
Sure you can get sure. And you won't be having any more of it either. Honest kid, you'd never be a good dancer, but you'll be the swellest little wife a man ever had.
Oh, look who's coming backstage. It's your rival, Tim.
Paul,
Joe.
That boy?
Well, what? Joe.
Where are you going?
Joe,
Paul, what? There you are, Nellie. Are you ready to give up this silly show life now? You saw the audience didn't like you, didn't
yep,
you?
Yep, brother. Huh? She's all ready to give it up and marry me.
Yeah, that's right. You? What? Well, Nellie, I thought after you found out you didn't like this sort of life that
she'd marry you? Well, you're wrong. Listen, Nellie, your ex-fiancé here instigated that little booing and hissing party tonight.
What? Why, you...
Yeah, that's
you,
well...
Whoa, but you're really bad, kid. Joel only brought along a few with him to hiss you, but the whole audience joined in.
Oh, that's not what hurts now. It's the thought that he'd be so low. Joel, I'd never marry you, no.
But, Nellie, I did it for my... your own good.
Sure you did. Now she's sure to marry me. Am I right, Nellie?
Right.
You see, brother, I told you you'd do something to drive her right into marriage with me. Listen, kid. The band's playing Auld Lang Syne. It's the last night of the season. As soon as this is over, the lights go out, The park closes up for the winter. And for you and me and Mother, show business in the road closes up forever. We're settling down right here in a great little town. Take a last long look at the lights, kid. They won't twinkle again until next spring. Are you looking?
Yes, Timothy. I can see beauty there, yes. Different kind of beauty, though. I'll just enjoy the lights as a spectator. And I'll still think it's a grand old park.
So our curtain falls on another picture of the past in Wichita, on memories of old Wonderland Park. The lights no longer shine there, and the roller coaster has long since been torn down, and the stage is gone. But Wichita will still remember it all as a grand old park. Every Friday evening, the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you a drama inspired by the many stories the Eagle has written since 1872. And now this is Hal Norman inviting you to join us again next Friday for another chapter of This Is Wichita.